In this section, you will hear a discussion between two students, Amy and Jonathan, and a university tutor. In the first part of the discussion, they're talking about statistics relating to television and other home entertainment. First, look at questions 1 to 4. Now listen to the first part of the discussion and answer questions 1 to 4.
Hi, Amy, Jonathan. Do sit down. Okay, we're talking about the media today, and I think, Amy, you were going to start us off.
Yes, I found a couple of pieces of information on the internet.
Fine.
Okay, well, one was a survey of television viewing habits, looking at heavy viewers in different countries.
And a heavy viewer is...
Yes, sorry. It's someone who watches TV for more than 2 hours a day. Anyway, there were two countries where more than 50% of the people were heavy viewers. The UK came top with 58%, and New Zealand wasn't far behind with 53%. Some of the other results were quite surprising, actually.
For example?
Well, I would have expected the USA to be high on the list, but it came quite far down with 40%. Other countries like Germany were much higher. And then the country with fewest heavy viewers turned out to be Switzerland. I would have guessed maybe Portugal.
Thanks. Well, that's useful data. Anything else to report?
Yes. I also found a breakdown of TV programmes shown in an average week. It's only for one channel, but it's probably fairly typical. There are basically two major areas which account for most of the time. One is news/factual.
Sorry, what do you mean by factual?
Documentaries, current affairs, things like that. And the other is drama/entertainment.
Okay.
Well, news and factual programmes take up just over a quarter of the week, but drama and entertainment is much more popular. That accounts for about half the week's viewing. And the remaining time, what's that, about another quarter, I suppose, is all the other things like sport, education, the arts, etc.
Okay. Well, you might want to try and get data for one or two other countries, perhaps. Anyway, thanks for that, Amy. Now, Jonathan, over to you.
Okay. Well, I was interested in how children use the media, and I thought I'd look at the kind of home entertainment equipment children have access to.
Well, that's an interesting angle. What equipment, specifically?
Basically video recorders, CD players and satellite TV.
Right.
Well, video recorders seem to be pretty well universal nowadays. Almost every home with children has one. And that's been the case for at least 10 years. On the other hand, CD players used to be a lot less common. But there's been a steady increase in recent years, and now about two-thirds of families have one. Then finally, satellite TV. That was fairly rare to begin with. But again, there's been a gradual increase, and nowadays it's in about a quarter of homes with children.
That's useful data. Good.
In the second part of the discussion, they discuss children's use of the media in more detail. Look at questions 5 to 10 first. Listen carefully and answer questions 5 to 10.
Okay, Jonathan, now what would you say is the most important medium for children?
TV, definitely.
Any thoughts about why that should be?
Well, I suppose television offers a lot of things. Excitement, relaxation, etc. And it doesn't make any demands. It's a passive activity. But probably mostly because all their friends watch it and they don't want to feel left out.
Good point. Amy, you have a question.
Yes. Do we know how much time children spend watching TV?
I think it's about 2.5 hours a day in Britain, more than most other European countries anyway. I remember another surprising statistic was that 2 out of 3 children in Britain have TVs in their bedroom.
Really? As many as that?
Yes. But the good thing is that their parents know where they are.
But not necessarily what they're watching.
Jonathan, any idea how many children have access to a computer?
Just a sec. Yes, in Britain, at any rate, 53% of children have a computer in the home. But only about 25% have a computer actually in their bedroom.
That's still quite a significant proportion, though. Anyway, finally, did either of you consider books at all? Or are they just old hat these days?
Well, judging by the kids I know, I'd say books were definitely out of favour. They seem to see books as dull and boring. The sort of thing your parents approve of, you know. Not exactly fashionable amongst your friends.
Yeah, and my younger brothers are the same. Reading books is too much like hard work compared with watching TV. If they want entertainment, they definitely watch TV rather than read a book.
What a shame. Well, all you need to do now is to write a report on your findings. By the end of next week, okay?